hour tour. This one today, only a 2 hour tour, but you'll get tired of Matt and I before we get off the air today. I promise you that, because not only are we going to be on from 3 to 5 for Bullseye on the afternoon, we will be on from 5 to 6:30 as well, filling in for Tim Elkhorn on our Budweiser's From the Dugout show. And speaking of Progressive Field and the Cleveland Indians, one of our favorite segments throughout the course of the week, the one and only, the great Joel Hammond here with the Cleveland Indians here in Booth 4. It's going to be weird doing this conversation, actually seeing Joel and carrying on this conversation. We're so used to seeing him on the phone, which is just odd, but now we've actually got him here in person. And Joel, being as big of a deal as he is, he's brought to you by Avon Brewing Company and Grill at the historic building in the corner of 611 and Detroit in Avon's French Creek District. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Great to see you guys in the flesh. What a great day. How we opened the window. We got Andy a little breeze in here. We're doing great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I sweat when it's about 35 degrees outside, so anytime you can get me a breeze, I'm happy about that. But it's weird because you've got this really cool contraption where all you do is you flip a switch and the windows go up, and it's wonderful. Now it's, I mean, it feels like the temperature here in the booth dropped about 13 degrees.
These windows are new this year. We had the original press box windows from the ballpark in before this season, and so this is a huge deal, because the old ones, you, as Matt said earlier, you had to pull and you had to push and give yourself a hernia trying to move these windows. So a flip of a switch is much easier for us.
Yeah, I remembered them from last year. Bowl comes in. I'm like, I think they open, but I'm not sure how. I don't know if we have to lift or how it goes. too high tech for us. We're not smart enough to figure that one out.
Save the day.
Thank you.
Sure.
How many radio hosts does it take to open up a window in a press box?
I wonder how many we
could
have got
in
here.
Yeah.
I want to start by revisiting a discussion about this Cleveland mini team. I saw some graphics come up on Twitter earlier today. You guys actually are giving out what you're calling a family picture of this Cleveland mini team on Saturday, right?
We are. We've talked a lot about hashtag mini team Cle 2017. In fact, I've got a couple back here in the back of the booth, but we'll give these away on Friday. We did a family photo finally once Trevor and Cookie were almost done with all the balls. So we've got a family photo on the back of these. There's individual headshots of each family member. So very cool. They will be given out to fans on Friday night here at the ballpark against the White Sox, our last weekend series of the season.
It's got to be cool for you in your position just to see how this has all evolved. Obviously, on the field, a historic season. I mean, we keep telling people over and over and over again, look, this is really awesome. We've kind of been spoiled as we've reported on this and, you know, to a larger degree as fans. I mean, seeing this has just been so much fun for us to kind of absorb, but you'll never see this again. You could live for another 100 years and never see this again. The kind of stretch that this team is on right now, this hasn't been done in 130 years. It really is unreal. But a lot of cool things have come from that. You know, these guys are having a blast. Not only are they winning and doing great things, they're having a lot of fun down in the dugout. And it really feels like this mini team has been the biggest creation off the field, and it really has kind of taken on a life of its own. You've had a chance to follow this thing from day one. Are you amazed at just how much that has grown?
Not really, just because with the success the team has had, you know, we talked about it before, where when your team has this much success, you're able to showcase different parts of your organization, and luckily this kind of fell in our lap. I mean, we couldn't buy this sort of attention and this sort of goodwill. I don't know what the right word is, but I think you know what I'm saying. But we couldn't buy this sort of a project that kind of fell in our lap. I spoke to a group a couple weeks ago and said, look, I couldn't pay for this sort of thing to just fall in my lap for social and for PR purposes. So really fun. In fact, if I can tease our social a little bit, I've got in the back of the booth here, I've got six signed copies of the family photo. So we'll be giving those out on our Twitter account here later this week, and Cookie will too. So pretty excited about that.
Oh, very cool. I think what's fun about the Cleveland mini team is sort of the rules and regulations they put into it, is they had to be winning if they were going to work on them. And then, of course, the 22-game stretch, they had enough time to make one for everybody
this
on the
is,
team. Yeah.
This is very serious business, guys. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all fun and games until somebody breaks the rules.
Sure.
And yeah, you have to be winning. Obviously, one of those two guys, I think, they both have to be in the dugout, I believe. Although, I think, now that I say that, I think Trevor has worked on him during Carlos's start. So, yeah, this is very serious business, punishable by who knows what if you break the rules.
They get OSHA on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Has the whole world gone crazy? Are you the only one around here who still cares about the rules? I mean, geez, oh, man, I didn't know there were rules behind this.
Yeah, you got to be winning. We have to be winning for them to work on it. In fact, I can give you a little tease here. There's one more. Well, there's a few more of our kind of our regular guys that they haven't done yet, and one is coming soon. In fact, maybe even tonight if we do win. And it is really funny because it will be unique. I mean, they're all unique, but one specific feature of this new family member will be unique. So that's all I can say.
All right.
Fair enough. Yeah. You pulled the curtain back just a little bit for us. He doesn't have to go any further. He pulled it back just a bit. Again, we're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians. His appearances are brought to you by Avon Brewing Company and Grill. Bullseye on the afternoon today, coming your way live from Progressive Field here in downtown Cleveland. You guys have been very active over the course of the last week of the season. You also have begun this Tribe Town 22 contest, which really has taken on a life of its own. You offer the opportunity to get some free stuff, and people go crazy. So for those who don't know what this hashtag TribeTown22 contest is all about, can you shed some light on that?
Yep, part of our Thank You TribeTown Fan Appreciation Night on Saturday, we are hopefully gathering many videos on Twitter of fans submitting a 22-second video, why they are the biggest Tribe fan out there, or whatever you want to call it. So the prizes are huge. So you get two tickets to Saturday night's game, plus a suite for 22 for a 2018 April or May game. So, again, if you go to Twitter, check out our Twitter account, or just submit to tweet to us a 22-second video with the hashtag TribeTown22 on why you deserve to win this contest and why you're the biggest Tribe fan out there. Frankly, we need some more submissions. So enter the contest, and you never know. You could get tickets to Saturday's game. You could be featured between the end of the game and the fireworks, and then, you could win a suite for 22 for an April or May game next year. So kind of our thank you to fans for their support during this crazy run we've had.
A lot of fun, man. That's awesome. See, I'm going to ask you to revisit that one more time before we get off the air here today, because that's incredible. I mean, you're giving away some pretty awesome stuff there. It really is cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. I want to spend some time on this golden ticket winner. This was something that was given out last year, right, or this past spring at the Cleveland
Sports Awards.
Sports Awards, yeah. And it was the golden ticket. So it's a season ticket to the Tribe, a season ticket to the Browns, season ticket to the Cavs. Well, you guys did a nice little story on the young man that won that award.
Yeah, the Sports Commission does this every year. Like you said, it's a season ticket package to each of the three major sports teams here in town. And Cole Svoboda, who won last year, look, I mean, it's hard to go to 81 baseball games, 41 basketball games, and 8 football games all in 1 year. So the games he couldn't go to, he asked friends to make a donation to, I think, a couple different charities. One was the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, which actually holds a special place in my heart. So this made it even more impactful for me. But we talked to Cole and asked him if we could talk about him a little bit. He's like, you know what? I thought this might generate this, and I was a little hesitant about it. But he's been great about it. And, you know, I think he's raised like $800 for the causes he's raising money for through this. So think about that. These things fall in your lap, and you turn around and pay it forward. That's some good karma right there.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, on the field, obviously things are going extraordinarily well. And, you know, I think the smallest moves that get made often bring up big, big conversations. And I think right now everybody's kind of wondering who's going to be on this postseason roster. Some of the moves that were made a couple of days ago or even over the weekend, you know, Mike Clevenger's pitched extraordinarily well. And now it's been discussed that he's going to go into the bullpen. Now, some people look at that and they run wild and say he's pitched so well, why would you take him out of the rotation and put him into the bullpen? But it's because he's been there before, and that's a guy they really feel like they can rely on in that role.
Yeah, and, you know, I think last night, I think I saw some quotes this morning from Terry that last night was kind of how we want to set up the postseason, right? You get Josh didn't pitch all that great, but we were in the game. It was tied when he left the game. So you go to Tyler Olson, who's pitched extremely well, hasn't given up a run in 28 appearances. Then you go to Clev to bridge the gap to Miller. Then you go Sean Allen. Of course, Brian had a hiccup last night, which is, you know, despite our fans' objections, is rare for him. So that's how Terry draws it up, right? If you remember last year, I think our relievers either threw more innings than our starters or close to it. I think it was like 64 and 70, the breakdown. I can't remember which was what, but, you know, this goes for every team, really. There's a quick hook in the postseason, there's no doubt. And especially with our bullpen, we want to leverage that. So last night was what it was going to be. Starter as long as you can, Olson, Clev, Miller, Shaw, Allen. You throw in Nick Goody, you throw in Dan Otero, and that's a tough staff to beat. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Terry leverages all that. Who will be on the postseason roster? I will tell you who absolutely will be on the postseason roster. Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco,
breaking news,
Jose Ramirez, Francisco Lindor. I don't think we need Terry to officially announce that. Those guys will be on the postseason roster. As far as the rest of the squad goes.
Miller have a shot?
Andrew Miller, Cody Allen will be on the postseason roster. Other than that, I'll let Terry spill the beans.
I think the beauty of this team, though, I mean, is what you see from. I mean, Mike Clevinger doesn't say anything. He just goes in the bullpen, man. He pitches well like he did last night. I think that's what's so unique about this team. At no point do they ever say, oh, I'd really rather be the closer. I mean, Andrew Miller comes in, he's fine being the setup guy or being a reliever.
Yeah, I'm sure Mike Clevinger was disappointed to learn that he was not going to be in the rotation. Sure. However, I think he also is smart enough to see the big picture, and that if, you know, I think he actually said, like, look, if we're in a position to sweep the ALDS, I might not pitch in the ALDS. If I'm in the bullpen, I'm going to have a contribution. So I think he's smart enough to know where he stands and how we value his contributions and his potential going forward. There's no doubt that he will be key for us going forward in the postseason and for the next however many years. So I think he's smart enough to realize that he's in a good spot.
Sure. Right, to that point, look, if you're the fourth pitcher in the rotation of the postseason, there's a chance you may only pitch two or three times.
Well, if we're in a position to sweep, or frankly, I mean, and this is not Terry Francona talking, but if we're down 2-1, I mean, there's probably a pretty good chance that we're bringing Kluber back on short rest.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, it's all hands on deck at that point,
absolutely.
Best of five series.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question about that. Not to mention, look, you're going to pitch in some very impactful moments later in the game, more than likely, if you're put in the position that they plan on putting him in. No doubt about that. I'll tell you what. Alcorn should probably get really comfortable at that 20th anniversary of L'Amour Devine, because I'm not quite so sure I'm ready to give up this spot here in Booth 4. This has been a lot of fun so far. Certainly appreciate the hospitality that you guys provide us. I say us. I guess I'll throw Alcorn in that mix as well, but certainly we've absolutely enjoyed this here. Before we cut you loose, one more question. And I've been asked this a ton, and I don't know why they threw this my way, but every single team playing in the 3 o'clock hour on Sunday in Major League Baseball, I've heard some ideas as to why that might be the case. Obviously, you're much more clued into this than I am. Why are they doing that?
So if you, like English soccer does this, where the final day of the season, everybody plays at the same time. So that way, if we need somebody to lose, we can't, like, watch, we can't, like, scoreboard watch, or we won't know going into, or for instance, we play at 1, and say we're competing with somebody on the West Coast, the Dodgers maybe, for potentially for home field advantage throughout the postseason. You know, we can't sort of we can't win, and then they can sort of or if we lose, they can't go rest their guys. They have to go into it thinking we have to win no matter what they do. So that's kind of the impetus behind everybody starting at the same time on the last day of the season.
Makes sense, and it's got to be 3 o'clock or in that 3 o'clock hour simply to satisfy those on the West Coast.
Yep.
That way they're not playing at 10 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
Which could make for a pretty interesting Sunday morning out
yep.
on the West Coast.
Yep.
Joel, a pleasure as always, my man. Glad we were able to do this in person for the first time in show history. One of these days we'll get you out in studio, and we'll also bring you out to Avon Brewing Company and Grill as well so you can sample a few of those beers.
Sounds good. One PSA for your listeners. So this happened last year. We do not know when ALDS times will be released. They might even wait until after the wild card game on Tuesday night to release ALDS time. So please don't send us a tweet or a message on Facebook asking when the ALDS time. We will alert you, everyone, when we know the ALDS times, I promise.
Gotten a couple of those.
I know it's I know it's inconvenient and everybody wants to know, but this happened last year too. And I mean, it's awesome that our fans are so passionate, but we just will not know probably until after the wild card game. So.
Makes sense. Look, it's dictated by when the TV networks think the best matchups are going to be and how they want to organize.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Think about the difference between we play the – We could play the Twins or we could play the Yankees. That is a massive difference in how a national TV would view that series. So,
understood.
Yep.
So don't send tweets and ask when the time's going to be. And if
Thank
it's
you.
Raining at 1 o'clock and the game's at 4, don't call asking feel if the game's going to get rained out.
Feel free to drop this PSA into your show the next couple days
right.
and next week, all right?
We'll make it happen.
Thanks,
Joel,
guys.
Thank you, man.
Yep, you got it.
All right, time for a break.